From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kaylin Hellier. The Columbia Police Department released additional video and a redacted police report yesterday in connection to a November 2021 deadly police shooting outside of a downtown bar. KOMEO 8 reports two officers shot and killed Quaylen Jacobs and later arrested Todd Nesbitt Jr. Five bystanders were injured in the incident. The Missouri State Highway Patrol investigated the officer-involved shooting and requested a special prosecutor from St. Charles County. Assistant Police Chief Matt Stevens said in a community briefing posted on YouTube, the case involving the officers who shot Jacobs is closed.
The reviewing prosecutor did not pursue charges against our officers or request any additional investigations. CPD did not coordinate the actions of the Highway Patrol investigators or others involved in this investigation.
The City of Columbia is turning its attention to an encampment of unhoused people located near Interstate 70 and US 63 after receiving a complaint from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources about pollution in the area. A spokesperson said the city will issue its 30-day notice sometime after coordinating with private property owners in the area. The notice will request that occupants leave the area. The Columbia Missourian reports advocates for Columbia's unhoused population are pushing for other solutions to encampment pollution. Como Mobile Aid Collective, which assists and advocates for local unhoused community, said in a statement that it understands the pollution concerns but disagrees with the city's approach in displacing those living in the area. The statement said, quote, "The reality is that being forced out of your home, no matter what that home looks like, is traumatic and anxiety-inducing." The collective suggested other simple solutions for pollution in wooden encampments, like providing dumpsters, water, and hygiene stations until, quote, "more options are available." The proposed roundabout at Route K and Old Plank Road received its first round of public feedback yesterday, and the opinions were divided. KOMEO 8 reports the city plans to present the design concept for the construction of a roundabout at intersection of West Route K and West Old Plank Road. The existing intersection will be replaced with a single-lane roundabout having a diameter of 150 feet to improve safety. City of Columbia engineers addressed public questions in an open house meeting yesterday. Columbia Public Works said the roundabout would improve safety by reducing the speed of vehicles and simplifying turning movements. Some attendees disagreed. The meeting addressed concerns that the roundabout will back up traffic and make it difficult for residents of nearby subdivisions to enter and exit. Other attendees were happy with the plan and are hopeful the change will reduce crashes at the intersection. Construction of the project is anticipated to begin in summer 2025, and engineers estimate that it will take 4 months to complete. Ragtag Film Society announced earlier today that its longstanding co-executive director, Barbie Banks, will be stepping down. According to a news release, Aaron Lieberman will continue as the sole executive director. The Columbia Missourian reports that Banks has been with the organization for the past 11 years, starting as one of the True False Film Fest Q Queens and working up to roles like hospitality coordinator and Ragtag cinema director. She is moving to a new position with the Career Center at the University of Missouri in early April. The next True False Film Fest will take place between February 29th and March 3rd of 2024 in downtown Columbia. I'm Kaylin Hellier, KBIA News, Columbia.